Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today we have a very special guest in our program. It's Mike Fox, and he's my brother in the Lord, my colleague in ministry, and he's also one of our top-notch CEF local directors in the Three Rivers chapter up by Joliet. So, Mike, welcome to the program.
Good. Thanks, Katrina. It's good to be here.
You just can't get over that top-notch, can you?
That top-notch. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So it came right from here. So, well, Mike, we're so glad that you're here today. So what brings you all the way down from Joliet to Peoria in the middle of June?
Well, certainly not the weather. A lot. We're having our, as you know, our Illinois Summer Missionary Training School here at Camp Good News in Washington.
Yes, and so we are actually, as we're recording this right now, we're at the tail end of our second week of our two-week training school. And I think we have I never actually got a firm number, but it's like around 60-ish summer missionaries that we have.
Right.
And so we have half of them are going to be serving out at our camp at Camp Good News, and the other half are our five-day club summer missionaries. So what in the world do we do for 2 weeks, almost 13 days with 60-some students? I mean, really? 60 students for 13 days? I mean, are we crazy or what?
A little bit. We go from sunup to sundown and past sundown. Training, loving, pouring into them, just having a really good time with them.
So our listening audience that are listening right now, so what is the purpose of the training school? Like, if you were to say, why do we do this, and what is it exactly that we're trying to accomplish?
Well, we're trying to train young people. We're training them to go out and take the gospel and share this with boys and girls throughout the state of Illinois, through our five-day club ministry, and of course, here in Washington at Camp Good News.
So we have our whole staff for CEF, for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So like you come down from the Three Rivers chapter up by Joliet, and then also, you know, your son Steve comes, and David, and even Val came this year. So,
yeah.
So that was cool. So
100%.
We have about almost 20 of us, our staff, that all come together from the different places that we are, Rockford and different places, and West Central and up where you are, and even past you and north of Chicago and so forth. And we all come together, and we're training these young people, high school through college students, to train them and equip them to go out and reach boys and girls for Christ. But what would you say what are our spiritual goals? What are our educational goals? And what are our ministry goals for these students? What would you say spiritually, educationally, and then ministry? What is it, you know, if you were to get it all down the bottom, what do you think those would be?
Well, spiritually, we have our chapels every evening,
mm-hmm.
and we have instilled in the guys and the girls the importance of that personal devotion time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where you need to just get alone with the Lord, just you and He in His Word, and talk and pray and read His Word on a daily way. And even if we can help them in these 2 weeks to do that, pray that will go on into life. How important it is for you and I to have that time with the Lord. And then those chapel times in the evening, we open the Word, and the speakers just challenge us to live for the Lord and to grow in Him. We cannot be good servants until we have been excellent learners. We can't go out and be great teachers, good teachers, until we become great learners. And we do that by sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritually, that's probably, in my opinion, or you're our director.
Absolutely.
But in my opinion, that's number one.
And how many students have come up to us through the years that, you know, they've told us, like, I don't know if this has happened to you, but they'll say, you know, until I came to this training school, I never even knew how to have a quiet time.
Oh, I never scores knew. Of
oh,
people.
And so it's like it's training them. It's this isn't just a 2 week thing or for a summer thing. It's like we're giving them, you know, equipping them for life and helping them. And that's how I see it. You know, don't you? Is that we're not just here to equip them to do our thing or for them to do what we want them to do just for a summer thing. We're ministering to the body of Christ, and they are the body of Christ.
Oh, yes, they are. We're all like Warren Wiersbe says, when we stand at the foot of the cross, Mm-hmm. We stand on level ground.
Yep. And even though these are young, these are saints. These are saints in the Lord. And we know that they're getting a lot from the chapel messages because you're one of the chapel speakers.
Yes, I am. It's a great privilege. It really is.
So we have the spiritual goals. We want them to grow in their relationship. We want them to be assured of who they are in Christ, and then we want to see them grow. And then what would you say are the goals that we have for them educationally and also ministry-wise?
Well, I can say on the five-day club side, especially. Educationally, we want them to learn how to use the summer curriculum, how to teach it with great power. And it goes that goes back to being in the spiritual part.
Right.
Learning how they can present the Holy Spirit works through them. But learning the mechanics. How do you teach a memory verse to boys and girls effectively? How do you lead some? How do you lead a song? How do you tell a missionary story, a true missionary story? Mm-hmm. This year, Mary Slessor.
Yes. One of my favorites.
So. Oh, that's what you said. How do you teach an evangelistic Bible lesson where you draw out the gospel throughout the lesson and then bring an invitation at the end? And then how do you learn how to counsel a boy or girl into receiving the Lord Jesus as Savior? So there's a lot of mechanics, but again, it all goes back. It's anchored in their spiritual condition.
Right.
Their walk with the Lord.
And a lot of people, they don't understand, but these are skills that are not just, again, for a summer thing. These are lifetime skills that's going to equip them to go back to their local churches or to their youth groups and to help out with Vacation Bible School in their churches. And then also, you know, maybe doing children's ministry and also maybe one day when they become a parent and leading their own kids to Christ. So the circle just keeps going on and on and on.
It's never a waste, is it?
No.
Never a waste.
Not at all. So just for those people that are listening today, just to give you an idea, these 60 young people on average, you've been doing this for 15 years. And I've been doing this for a little bit longer, 24 years. And
are you older than I am?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I just started when I was a baby, so but no, but just to give you an idea, these young people will probably be impacting anywhere from 3,000, 4,000 to 5,000 children.
Wow, isn't that marvelous?
In just this summer window. So
just in 3 months.
Yep. So from June through August, even we don't even go all the way through August, so it's just like usually the middle of the August, is that they will impact the lives of children through our 5 day club ministry, which is like our backyard Bible clubs and so forth, our traveling vacation Bible schools that Child Evangelism Fellowship has, and then our overnight camp ministry. But this week, we're doing something really cool that we've never done before.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Do you love it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So we're doing a vacation. So the second week of the training school, training's still going on, but we're busing in children from Eureka and also mainly from Washburn area. And so we got 83 kids that showed up today. And then what was it that you told me, that how many professions of faith that we've had in Christ?
16.
16. And also
two assurances.
And two assurances for Christ. And so this is now what we've done in the past is we've done some other things in the past that like we would go out into the community and have 5 day clubs. But this one we're busing in it. And these children that are coming in, you know, they're so excited. And I'm hearing from the bus drivers. I don't know if you heard this, but I'm hearing from the bus drivers that on the way back, from after Vacation Bible, we call it instead of VBS, we call it VBC, Vacation Bible Camp. And so on the way back on their bus, their trip back to Washburn or whatever, or Eureka, and they're talking to their bus drivers and their bus monitors, and they're so excited.
In fact, one little girl this morning, she said to me, we introduced one of the songs, we brought one of our songs, and she said, "Oh, I've been singing this. I like this song."
That is cool. That is really neat. So, and also, one of our board members, Keith Wirtz, he came up to me just a little bit ago, and he said that one of the girls didn't get her video of the Jesus film, and she wants to be sure to have her Jesus film. So just things like that just bless your heart.
Oh, yeah.
And then today, what did we do today that was really special, that was just really gospel-centered that we did today with the boys and girls?
Oh, yeah. Every boy and girl who was on our campgrounds personally, mostly one-on-one, but there were a couple with two children. They were shared the wordless book through that medium of the wordless book bracelet, the five colors, and one-on-one, talking to them and showing them the gospel, sharing the gospel with them, and giving that child the opportunity to receive Christ as Savior.
Oh, that was just so cool. And so it's just amazing how that wordless book, how powerful it is. The gold, dark, red, clean, and green. It just, you just put it in like all kinds of ways. And so, and helping the children get that. Well, you know, you said that you also are one of the chapel speakers, because we had Chris Killow, our camp director, speaking the first week. So just maybe just briefly share with us what your messages are for the second week of the training school.
Well, we're working our way through Philippians, kind of going a bird's eye view, because we surely don't have time to go verse by verse.
Mm-hmm.
But our theme is genuine joy. Paul talks about that. This is one of the four prison epistles, and Paul is in prison, surely not a place that you would think of for joy, but he over and over uses that word in his four-chapter book and talks to us how we as believers can know joy in any circumstance, God's joy, not a happiness, but an abiding joy when we keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus.
And I remember it just really stuck with me. You said, you know, the world offers you happiness.
Right, counterfeit.
Yeah, like you said, counterfeit. And then happiness is like it's here today and gone tomorrow.
Right. Happiness is something that's brought about by external situations. You go away for the weekend. You go down to Disney World. You go here, you go there, or it's a sunny day. But joy is something that comes from the inside, the working of the Holy Spirit in my life, my relationship with God. So no matter what the circumstance, we can know His joy.
So what, Mike, what was on your heart in picking that as the messages that you wanted to bring to the students this week? What was your desire of your heart to get across to them?
That they and I, those of us, the saints, as you referred to them earlier, the saints in Christ, we're living in a world with hope, no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really creeping in even into young people. In fact, this week, we've dealt with individuals along the way mm-hmm. who just feel like they have no hope.
Right.
And that just brings about sadness. But for the believer, when we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we have His Word, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what people come into our life, no matter what things are there, even and Paul talks about in chapter 4, worry,
mm-hmm.
that robs us of our joy. We can know this joy, and that's so important, I think, today. In a sad-filled life, we can know the joy of Christ.
And not only is it important for every believer to have that genuine joy, but I would also, I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but especially for in ministry, it's so important to have that anchor of that genuine joy, don't you think?
Oh, the enemy wants to bring disappointment all the time. Disappointment, discouragement. Mm-hmm. He wants to derail the ministry.
And that's what we want the students to have, is we want them as a minister, is they don't want to be like, oh, well, today I led, you know, 500 boys and girls to Christ. I'm just a total exaggeration.
Right.
But, you know, or today I led a boy and girl to Christ, but then yesterday, next day, I didn't lead anyone to Christ. Their joy is not dependent on the results.
No.
Their joy is dependent upon the Lord. Well, you know what? We have so many things that I want to just continue to talk to you about. So I'm going to hold you over.
Uh-oh.
Because I want to just continue talking about this. How important is genuine joy is to you being in full-time ministry, and also what God is doing up there in the Three Rivers chapter. So
great.
So stay where you are.
All right.
And we're going to have you come back next week, and we're going to continue this conversation. But we would just want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. And it's just so important to continue to minister to boys and girls the Word of God, because it's only the Word of God that gives them the anchor that they need in this world when they find that anchor, that rock, on the Lord Jesus Christ, to live life the way that God wants us to live, with abundant joy, genuine joy. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.